Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, I'm at Grand Central Station in New York City, and I'm with Randy Merritt, the president of Shaw Industries. Randy, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thanks for being here with us.
I'm looking forward to this event today. We'll talk about that just in a minute. You've got big news around a seasonal installation here at one of the busiest rail stations in the world. Before we get to that, though, I'm sitting with the president of the largest carpet company in the world. I'd love to know your outlook, and also just talk a little bit about business conditions, if you would.
Well, Kemp, as far as outlook goes, we're very optimistic. I'm always excited around this time of year anyway, and it's not just because of the holidays. It's because there's a new year ahead, and 2013 is going to have proven to be a good year for the flooring business. It's been a good year at Shaw, but we're excited about what lays ahead. The economy continues to move along slowly with some bumps in the road, but all in all, it's heading in a good direction. We think 2014 and really beyond that is going to be good for flooring.
All right. This government shutdown in October, and I know you get these almost immediate reads on your business through this cut order business. Tell me what you think that government shutdown did to the residential flooring business.
Well, on that front, Kemp, I'm a consumer just like everybody else, and you go home and you're listening to the news, and you're just wondering what the heck they're doing up there in Washington, and I think it causes everybody to pause a little bit, and I think we've seen that a little bit in the business at the tail end of October as people were reading and listening to the news and following what's going on. So I think it's caused kind of a little bit of a slowdown, but nothing that's going to stop the momentum going forward. Our business first few weeks in November is good, and like I said, we're looking forward to next year.
All right, one last question about business, and then we'll get to this event. You're in the soft surface business, the biggest actually in the world. You're in the hard surface business. What do you see on the balance there with carpet? Is it continuing to lose sales, or is that starting to level out?
Well, I think it is different by every segment of the business, and it's kind of hard to, we probably don't have time this morning to talk about every little part of our flooring business, but there are places where hard surface continues to make some inroads. Sometimes it's one hard surface replacing another hard surface. But there are some places where carpet has lost some share in the last couple of years. An example would be the apartment business. I think we're seeing more resilient and more LVT going in the living areas of an apartment. But there are other places where carpet may be recovering some in senior living areas where seniors are more comfortable on carpet and it's softer. And if there's a fall, it cushions that fall a little bit. So it's trading off. I mean, there may still be a little bit of erosion, but it's not significant.
All right, well, let's get to this event. We are at Grand Central Station, as I said. It's a seasonal, around the holidays. You've come here and installed carpet, epic hardwood, many of your different flooring types. Talk about this event and how this came about.
Well, as a marketing team, our group is always looking for ways to promote our product and to try to bring a story to the table. And, you know, I can remember even when I was a child growing up, my mother would come home and all the kids from the neighborhood would be in our house and she'd come in and say, "This place looks like Grand Central Station." So something like that may have been the genesis for this idea that if our products can hold up in Grand Central Station, surely they can hold up under anything we want to throw at them in our homes. So that's how we kind of started talking about it. This holiday fair is an annual event. It's a big event here. There will be a million people a day coming through this terminal, and it's an exciting time. There's, I think, 79 vendors set up in the Great Hall to sell their wares, and we thought, what a great place to install some of our carpet. We've put a luxury vinyl tile down over the 100-year-old marble that's down in the hall to try to protect the marble and also to cushion the feet of the shoppers. And then we've even got a section where we've put in some epic hardwood downstairs. And I think all of this is going to get a great test. But we've also worked hard to style this product. I mean, the carpet is in a beautiful Grand Central red. And there's a story about the red carpet, too. So it's very beautiful down there. I think the people come through the terminal are going to take notice, and we're going to get a good look at how our carpet performs under these circumstances.
Well, you know, I can echo that sentiment around this whole feeling around Grand Central. I grew up in East Tennessee, and when the phone used to ring a lot around the holiday times, my mother used to pick up the phone and say Grand Central Station. So it's always been recognized as the busiest place in the world. And I've been already down to see this, and many of the people that might be listening to this can remember the Untouchables movie where the baby carriage was going down the steps. And what a great marketing coup. You've got this huge banner hanging down in the middle of that hall that says Shaw Floors. So I know what the motivation is from a marketing standpoint. I can also echo your sentiment around design and style. The carpet you have there is a burgundy red, and it's got some texture to it. And as you said, there's a holiday area in Grand Central, and you've got the floors and all of these little booths, so there's going to be a lot of traffic there. So kudos to you for pulling this off. How did this opportunity come about?
Well, it started, I think, with a call up here to the Transportation Authority to talk about what we might be able to do, and they actually brought up this holiday fair as an option. The fair opens today and goes right through midnight Christmas Eve, so it's a very important time of year here at Grand Central, and they were more than happy to have a partner come in here and help sponsor this event.
Mm-hmm. Now, Randy, on this carpet that's been installed here, is this nylon carpet?
Yes, it is, Kemp. This is our Anso nylon. It's funny, we sat down with the Transportation Authority and the people here at Grand Central to give them some choice in all of this. I mean, this is a residential carpet. This is not a commercially designed floor. It is residential Anso nylon, and that's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as maintenance throughout this next six-week period, I guess you'll have to have somebody come in every now and then just to make sure things look good, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be cleaning just like we would tell you to clean in your home at night, whether it's the LVT or the carpet or the Epic Hardwood. So we'll be working hard to make sure it looks good every single day of the event.
Okay, great, Randy. Great to spend time with you. Thanks for having me up here. Again, I've been talking to Randy Merritt, who's president of Shaw Industries here at Grand Central Station in New York. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.